Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a quick rant of truth. This attention whore. I want you to really focus in on that. Like, this guy is a political tyrant waiting to happen if, God forbid, he decides to go into politics. So the Olympic team, this is blows my mind. Flag bearer. Who should be flag bearer? I guess it could be somebody prominent. It could be. But on the other hand, when you have a delegation our size as the United States, it can be somebody that's especially inspiring, who's gone through a lot, and that's the story. It's the story that gets highlighted. And instead, it's LeBron James. LeBron James is one of the most well-known athletes on the planet, and he cajoles into a position as flag bearer. And you can be like, oh, you know, he cajoled. Because I do. But let's say he didn't. Bullshit. How many different stories are out there of people struggling in the Olympic spirit to get that medal, to get that appearance? How many stories are out there of inspiration, you know, despite odds, that they do this or they do that? I mean, what do we have? Probably a 500 athlete delegation, if I had to guess. And you had to pick the athlete that has the most well-known story. The athlete who, I mean, I guess, of course, on one level, you can call it inspiring. He's been a very good basketball player for a very long time. But not, you know, it's not the typical Olympic story. And I want you to think about this. When I say he'd be a tyrant, he always thinks he's the most important person in the room. Always. And he doesn't think through anything. What I mean by that is like, hey, well, I could do this, but what if I didn't do it? What could this mean to somebody else? Because that's the decision, right? Well, if somebody else becomes the flag bearer who has been toiling in relative anonymity and has not had good financial means, that could literally be the difference of that person getting a new spokesperson deal that, you know, makes a difference for them financially. I mean, how many people are out there not even making $60,000, not even making $30,000 necessarily, depending on their sacrifice? And they're not in a sport where you get big deals. And even if they are, they're not making LeBron James, you know, $400 million earnings in his lifetime type of money, and probably not making a thousandth of that. Certainly not a hundredth. Many of them, I mean. Not all of them. Some of them do have those deals, and in their niche sports, they make something. And one deal, one amount of exposure with a great story behind it could be the pivot, a la a Caitlin Clark pivot, where, well, we didn't know until we knew. And then now that we know, you know, different dominoes fall and the WNBAs are a little popular, at least for now, and hopefully it lasts. I mean, that could have been somebody's individual moment. And instead, that attention whore LeBron James wants another feather in his cap. Oh, well, Michael Jordan was never the flag bearer. Michael Jordan's still better than you, asshole. Everybody knows. You can keep, oh, well, did he play pool with his left hand the night before also appearing in the All-Star game? I don't think so. I don't think so. And Michael will be like, actually, I did, and I beat everybody there. And I also had a blindfold on. Damn it! Such an attention whore. LeBron James is the worst, man. The worst. And if he gets political, good luck. Because he doesn't have an empathetic bone in his body except those that he favors, which ain't good. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.